It's the Plan B After Show podcast with Brock and Hunter. It's not better, just more.
All right, let's do it. Monday, let's get this over with because I'm tired and I want to go get breakfast. It is time for the Plan B After Show podcast. Brock and Hunter.
What's up, kid?
Football season, so we're talking football on Mondays.
Hey, here's a guy who wants to talk about football.
They've been showing a lot of Madden lately.
You've done that every single time we've done
this. Yeah, it's because it's John Madden and everybody loves John Madden.
Is that what it is? I don't know.
You don't like Madden?
He was kind of a dick.
He loved Favre. No, I guess he was a dick, wasn't he?
I do love John Madden. How dare you bite your tongue, witch.
Well, you bite your tongue.
Did,
you're the one who said Madden sucked.
I was kidding, obviously. He was in Little Giants, for God's sakes.
He was the shit.
Hey, I'm John Madden, and I'm the shit.
Today.
Boom.
Today. Oh, this just wiggled loose. Oh, God, it's going to fall.
Well, why'd you pull it off?
Well, because it was doing that. All right, we'll fill some time. Talk about some games that took place while I do this.
All right. So I got to go.
Don't screw it up.
Fill some time. Well, yeah, I'd love to, but I don't have any sports. All right, what happened over the weekend? Lions almost beat the Chiefs.
Let's not worry about the weekend. Talk about Bengals Steelers. Who do you got?
The Bengals Steelers. Who do I got?
They're playing tonight.
I'm going with Steelers. Oh.
Steelers don't have Roethlisberger.
They don't.
And they have not been looking that good.
What's the Bengals record?
Bengals are, honestly, I don't know.
I think I'm going to go with Steelers.
I would, too. Not that the Bengals are terrible, but, you know, whatever. Do you think the Steelers can do any good without Roethlisberger?
You know what? I think they're going to be all right.
This sucks.
This is terrible. I'm.
Just talk, man. Come on now. You wouldn't shut up in your sports segment today. Just fill some time because I'm not starting this over.
All right. Oh, he doesn't have a microphone.
No,
yes.
I don't have a microphone.
Tom Brady is the greatest.
Oh, you idiot. You idiot.
Aaron Rodgers is I wouldn't say close second. I mean, he's very far behind.
Highest QBR.
Oh, you got a mic now.
Highest QBR of all time.
It's funny how fast you put that together once I started talking trash.
Brady wasn't on the Patriots, we wouldn't even talk about him.
Right.
I'm going to pick the Steelers on this one just because they are a tough team. Cincinnati's been kind of hit or miss. Mm-hmm. Cincinnati has that redheaded quarterback, don't they? What's his face? Andy Dalton, that's it.
That big old
goofy looking redhead.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't trust redheads, man. He's had a rough go at it.
You know what? I was talking trash about Wentz, and Wentz stepped up the other night. And then who else was I talking trash about?
You
who
know,
stepped up?
Actually, let's do that real quick. And did we talk about this? I don't think we did because we hadn't really had a chance to.
Mm-mm.
So the Eagles, all right? We have been on them for getting rid of Foles, who won them a Super Bowl. Let's be honest, though. The Eagles are a great team, and I saw that against the Packers. Now, the Packers obviously have a really good team this year. We're showing some really good signs. But, dude, the Eagles, they're a fucking huge team.
Yeah.
Massive. Jeffries and Ertz, their receivers, are big guys. And
but
honestly,
I'm going to take a page from your book, though, and you're going to hate this. But it just goes right along with what you've been saying. You can't say that they're a great team because they sucked. They sucked the first two games. The Eagles.
Yeah, but they played some tough people. I'm not going to say like, oh, they're the best team I've ever seen, but I don't think we're giving them enough credit because watching them play and watching Wentz, dude, I was like, God damn it, that quarterback's good.
Yeah, but he didn't play. He didn't play, did he?
What, Wentz?
Wasn't he hurt in the beginning of the season?
First two?
For the first one or something?
First one or so, maybe he sat out. But all I know is, dude, he balled against the Packers.
Yeah. He's a big dude,
on Thursday. He's a big guy. He had some tight-ass spirals, some long balls, really good playmaking, and I'm like, God damn it. That team's going to be tough to beat.
Don't get angry, and I'm not saying this to get you angry, but as a, you know, being a Packer fan, after this week, dude, the Packers have some fucking work to do.
I disagree because I think playing a tough team like
Minnesota, Chicago, who's phenomenal now.
We've beaten both those teams.
Yes, but that was Chicago was early.
It was, but
and
now
Chicago's
we have
defense, dude. If you see Chicago's defense last night,
now we have all season two to work on. We don't play we play the Bears, the Lions, and the Vikings at the end of the season.
You got Detroit, who is always just kind of discounted. They're counted out because it's Detroit. But if you watch
they always play tough against the Packers.
If you watch yesterday, dude, they almost beat the Chiefs, yeah. the team that's supposed to be in the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
I mean, should have beat the Chiefs, really.
Yeah.
Honestly, if the Chiefs aren't as explosive and as good as they are, they lose.
Here's
they
the
lose
thing, yesterday. Though, is I think the Chiefs are really starting to show in these first four games that they've played. I haven't been that impressed. Yeah, they've won. They've had some good games. But all in all, though, dude, they haven't. I don't think they're the same team we saw last year. I don't think so.
He's got better stats than he has last year.
That doesn't mean... They almost lost to the Lions.
That's fine. Not everybody plays fantastic every week.
Every
but
game...
But, dude, he still put up 35.
Rodgers has had great games and had terrible
Look
seasons
at
with the team.
Look at Mahomes' stats.
Yeah, he's had great stats.
Dude, he's...
Rodgers has also had great stats in losing seasons.
He's quadrupling records right now.
Listen to me. You can have a player have great stats but not have a good season with their team. I'm saying the team as a whole isn't as tough looking as they were last year. They're not shutting people down 45-4.
Yes, they are.
What team have they done that to?
Look at the games. You don't even watch the games. You got to watch
the
games.
Yes, I do. I watch them with Kiki. She's a Chiefs fan. Chiefs record.
Dude, he is literally like quadruple.
Quit saying he. I'm talking about the team, Hunter.
Literally.
I'm talking about the team as a whole. I don't think they're as good as they were.
First game.
Let's see.
What was the score? First game.
Why won't you just show me the games? God damn it. I hate that shit. Let's see.
One of these times, I'm going to get you rallied around this team.
No. Like I said, I'm not saying they're a bad team. I'm just saying I don't think they're as dominant looking as they were before. Because I've watched a couple games. Actually, I've watched all the games, minus this last one, where they almost lost mm-hmm. to the Lions, mm-hmm. who were, again, never made the playoffs. At least Stafford hasn't. Of course, they won't fucking show me. Games, it just shows me. All right, here we go. Jaguars, actually, they didn't do that well against, but they ended up putting 40 points up.
40 to what?
They beat the Raiders. 40-26. They beat the Raiders. Preseason, they lost to the Packers, but that doesn't count because it's preseason. Ravens was 33-28, and they almost lost that game, too. Yeah, so
that
the
was
first
a good game.
So the first games, and against the Jaguars came out strong, and mm-hmm. then they just fell apart.
And Jaguars are good.
They
got that QB.
Raiders are almost, it was a close one against the Ravens. Almost lost that one. That one was close.
It's close.
And then almost lost to the Lions. Now,
I will say the Chiefs' defense is going to be the reason.
That's their weak part.
If they don't extend their season into the playoffs or win the Super Bowl, mm-hmm. it's because of their defense.
Yeah,
which is weird because is
their defense was great last year.
Isn't
though.
Their head coach a defensive coach?
Reed. Reed's always been he's always been an offensive guy.
Yeah,
and he's been really great with quarterbacks. He's really helped shape a lot of quarterbacks. Mm-hmm. Minus Alex Smith, there was no help in Alex Smith. Again, I'm not saying the Chiefs are they're going to be dominant all year, but I don't think they're the same because I also have seen a lot of teams do big stuff in the offseason to help expand their teams.
Mm-hmm.
Packers did, Browns did. Unfortunately, the Browns haven't been doing what I hoped they were going to do. I was super excited about the Browns coming in. Now, granted, they've played some tough teams though.
They have, and you know what? I think people are being too hard on them.
I think so too.
Didn't they win
six games last year?
I mean, dude, just because they have phenomenal athletes doesn't mean you can come out and you're just on fire.
No, for sure.
It's all about relationship. It's all about knowing what the receiver's going to do.
They're 2-2 right now.
I mean? I think they're going to be a little bit better than people are giving them credit for.
Steelers are 0-3. Bengals are 0-3. You got the Browns at the top of the top of their league.
He reminds me of a flag quarterback. He's scrambling a lot. He's creating extra time.
Well, he's a young quarterback, too. Baker Mayfield, he's a young quarterback. Give him time. It's with mm-hmm. any young quarterback. Yeah, they're going to have these little blips of like, oh, shit, they're going to be great. But they still need practice.
Mm-hmm.
Give them 5 years. Give them 7 years when they've learned the game. They got the speed down. Coming from college and then doing that, dude, college is so much different.
Not to
than
mention
pros.
Like the first few games, too. It's weird. They're like exciting games. Like everybody's out. I mean, I'm not saying anybody's going to pace themselves later on in the season.
No.
But you're right. Like everybody's amped. And what happens when everybody's amped? Weird shit happens.
Oh, yeah.
Crazy games.
Yep.
Injuries. Tons of injuries, man.
Yeah.
It's just what happens in the beginning of the season because I think people overexert. They get excited and they're trying to do stuff. Dude, did you see the play last night with the Lions? The guy landed on his head?
No.
He went to go, it was a tight end, I believe, and he went across the middle, caught the ball, ran it for about 5 more yards, and he tried to leap a guy. was going low. Hmm. Well, the guy caught him around his knees. And, dude, he landed. It was like you play the game NFL Blitz.
Oh, it's the best.
You know, he does like the triple backflip. This guy flipped and literally landed on his neck and just immediately out. Like, dude, I was watching. I'm like, guy's dead. He's dead. Ooh. But both teams leave the field.
Yeah.
The whole stadium's dead silent.
When you see that, man,
and they go
scary.
To commercial, and then they're like, the announcers are like, all right, we'll be back. You know, like you could tell they were like, holy yeah. shit, he's dead. But, dude, he ended up walking off, which is great. But, like getting back to where we were, too, it's the beginning of the season. Stuff happens, man.
Yeah. Dude, the Browns beat the Ravens 40-25. Holy shit.
Yeah.
But that's what I'm saying now, too. The Ravens almost beat the Chiefs. So, like, where's the good teams? Where's the bad teams? What do we got going on?
You can't tell. It's the NFL, man.
It is too early. Giants beat the Redskins. Lions, like I said, Falcons lost to the Titans 24-10. There's a couple. What happened to the Falcons, dude? They almost when they lost to the Patriots, when they had that lead and lost, that literally ruined the team.
Ruined the team.
Wrecked them.
Dude, Matt Ryan
was crushing it that
crushing.
Year. Dude, he had stats that were like, where the fuck
he was
did
one
this
of the
guy?
One of the best that I've ever seen. When he's on, he is literally one of the best.
They were embarrassing teams. Like, yeah. embarrassing them.
Oh, yeah.
And then they lost to the Patriots in the Super Bowl after that insane comeback from the whole team. And then they've just been garbage. They've been, it's amazing. That ruined that franchise. That ruined that franchise.
Yeah, yeah. That's what the Patriots will do to you.
Oh, God. I think at least you said the Patriots, and you didn't say that's
the
what
Patriots and Tom
that's
Brady.
That's what Tom Brady lives here. Raiders beat the Colts, barely. Patriots barely beat the Bills. What a great team. Panthers barely beat 16-10. What the hell is going on? Chargers beat the Dolphins. Buccaneers, you see that score? 55-40 over the Rams. What the fuck? Was that a college game?
Rams are just down and out.
Jesus. And they were supposed to be everyone's team.
Yeah.
Everyone was all excited about the Rams last year.
Yeah.
That new young head coach.
Yeah. It's the NFL. Welcome to it. Things change.
Which also makes me nervous about us hiring a young head coach. He's only 38 years old.
Yeah.
That's it. And it's like everyone got on that. What's the Rams coach? What's his name? Is it McAfee? It's that young. Everyone's all excited. This 27-year-old guy, whatever. He's coming in. Rams crushed it last year. But now, you know.
People get excited about young coaches.
Yeah, I don't know.
You'd think older, wiser coaches would be better.
Let's see. Cardinals lost to the Seahawks. Bears beat the Vikings. Nice. We've beaten both those teams. Packers number one.
One in your division?
Yeah. Hey, we're 3-1. That's a good start to the season.
It's not 4-0.
Yeah, if you're going to bring up the Patriots being 4-0.
Hey, I will bring this up.
Barely beating the Bills.
Hey,
who didn't make the playoffs last
year.
Listen
to this. Take the Patriots out of the division. That division is as good as every other division in the NFL. Swear to God, it's a fact.
Yeah, but the rest of the NFL
is garbage. The Patriots are so good, they make their division look bad. The division's not bad. The division, the division is 500. They just brought this up on
ESPN. The Dolphins are in his division. Bills, Jets, and the Dolphins.
If you take the Patriots out of that division competes with every other division.
That's like
they talked about this on ESPN the other day. So dude, don't say that I'm just making this up. The Patriots are so good, they make everybody else look so bad.
No,
which
it's everyone,
not.
Everyone
which
else is just
not.
So bad.
Every other team's 500.
In a division of garbage playing other garbage
Patriots,
teams.
Patriots have like a .833 success
Dolphins,
rate.
Dolphins are not 500. They've lost every game by a lot.
Look it up. Since 2001, when Tom Brady started playing, that division is 500, just like every other division in the NFL.
Since he started.
They're so good. They make everybody else look
since
bad.
Since he started. This year, you cannot say. And did you not point out the very beginning?
Since Tom Brady started.
Let's talk about this year. I'm not talking about
Why not?
He started.
Why not?
Let's talk about this year,
Brady.
Because this year is a fucking joke. And Patriots, once again, are going to get these padded stats because for the first 9 games, Hunter, they're playing a team that didn't make the playoffs.
Dude, which is a disadvantage. A disadvantage.
How's that a disadvantage?
It's a disadvantage because you're coasting through games, and then you finally get to have to play a serious game when it comes to playoffs.
They could basically
a disadvantage.
They'll win the first 9 games.
The best thing for the Patriots is to lose early or lose right before the playoffs.
Then good. I'm glad. So then they'll get out in the playoffs. I'm so excited
about
that.
Honestly, it doesn't. It from the what the past says with the Patriots, it doesn't line up. They always lose right before the playoffs, and it centers that team, and they get pissed off. People start talking trash because, oh, they're not the team that they...
So that's good for them, then.
Then you fucking piss Tom off, and then what happens?
No, so it's good for
them. The guy's
got
six rings.
It's good for them, then, because what they're going to do is they're going to have an easy-ass schedule. They'll lose a couple games. They'll get some motivation if they lose some.
Well, they are playing Kansas. They're playing Kansas City at the end of the season, I believe.
Yeah.
Which
possibly... But again, though, they're guaranteed to basically make it to the playoffs because, one, their division, who they play six games against, that's a guaranteed six wins, basically. What?
Okay, so take the division. We got...
The Bills.
The Bills.
The
we got
Jets,
Dolphins and the Jets.
Why are the Dolphins in there? That doesn't make sense to me. Anyway.
I think back in 2003, they got put in that division.
In that division?
Or was that the Colts?
Because they wanted to make it easier on
or
the Patriots?
Was the Colts... No, see, Jesus, you get me riled up. I'm just saying. If you look at the stats, from 2001,
since he started, yeah, got to go all the way back.
He literally, dude, he's been playing for 20 seasons. What are you dogging the guy for?
Got to make it easy
he's
on
4
him.
And 0 at let's 40. Give, he's 4 and 0 at 42 years old.
Let's give him the easiest schedule ever. Old man Brady, make sure he plays a team that didn't make the playoffs
last year. It's not.
Guaranteed
it's
9
not
wins.
It's not the easiest division ever. It is proven that division is 500.
They've had
and
some,
the Patriots are so good.
Yeah.
Are so good.
They're so good.
That they make everybody else look bad.
Let's focus on this year and what a joke of the division is. They have six games against the Dolphins. I bet you the Dolphins don't win a game this year. I bet you they don't win a game
this year. So you're saying the Patriots are...
And they get to play them twice.
The Patriots are a bad team.
No, not saying that at all. But it's pretty easy to have 9 wins when you don't
play a
tough team.
They don't have 9 wins. They're 4-0.
They're going to.
They're 4-0.
Their first 9 games.
And they almost just lost.
Yeah, and that's right there. What the hell's going on there, huh? Huh?
What do you mean what's going on? You lost to the... You guys barely beat the Bears.
We beat the Bears. Right. Best defense in the league, right. Guaranteed. Yeah, and we still beat them.
How can you say that the Patriots suck when they don't have Edelman, they don't have Gronk, they don't have Antonio Brown? They're basically throwing to third stringers, and they're
honest.
Still winning.
Let's be honest.
The Bills have one of the best defenses in the NFL.
Antonio Brown.
And they still, dude, shut up.
That's right, and they shut him down.
Don't take anything away from Antonio Brown on the field.
He was only there for a week, though, so that doesn't count.
Could possibly have been the best receiver ever.
That doesn't count, though, because he was there for a week, so I don't really consider him part of the Patriots. He had one game, he did great in the one game, and then they're like, oh, you might have raped someone, we'll see you later.
Well...
I knew this was going to turn into Patriots talk again. It always does. Because you won't accept the fact that they have a gimme schedule this year. They have a gimme schedule.
How can you say an NFL schedule is a gimme schedule?
Look at the teams they're playing.
Nobody will sit here that knows anything about the NFL and say that they're...
So you're saying they got as hard of a go as the rest of the teams
out
there.
Dude, there's no such thing as a gimme game in the NFL.
Yes, there is.
Get the fuck out of here.
So last year someone played...
It's the NFL. It's the best players in the world,
bro. 2 years ago, if the Patriots played the Browns, you wouldn't say they're going to... I guarantee they're going to win.
The Bills have better players than the Patriots.
No.
Oh, shit.
Motherfucker. No, they don't.
They do.
No, they don't.
Playing? Playing yesterday? The Bills have better... What?
So, you said the Patriots are the best team. They're so good that they make everyone else look bad.
They do.
So, but they have the worst players, so how's that possible?
Because Tom Brady and Bill Belichick make it that way.
Oh, so two guys make that team.
So who else is doing
it? God damn it,
Who
Hunter.
Else is doing it?
The whole team!
They're great.
Their defense sucks.
They're great.
The defense sucks.
But there's a reason the ball gets there, and there's a reason they're catching the ball.
Yep.
Because he's putting in the spots where the receivers can catch it. Mm-hmm. I'm talking third stringers. Dude, the Bills had a better team yesterday.
Oh, my God. Obviously not. Obviously not.
They didn't because they got goddamn Tom Brady and Bill
Belichick.
But you're
saying, though, but you've said on this podcast that the Patriots are so good
that
they make everyone look bad. But apparently they don't have the best players.
As a team, playing together, they're you can have high school players
on their
team.
But now you're saying it's Belichick and Brady that are making it happen.
Absolutely.
So
that's the reason they're winning.
So you're saying Brady and Belichick are so good.
They don't have the best players on the team, but they got the best team in the league. What's that mean? There's two people on that team that make that.
I want to take this microphone off and beat you to death
with
it.
How am I wrong?
Because it's the easy schedules. The Bills are not a good team.
You and your easy schedules.
The Bills are not a good team.
There's no fucking thing. There's no such thing as an easy
schedule. So Stephen A. Smith, when he was talking about it, was full of shit, saying that they're guaranteed the playoffs. They are guaranteed the playoffs.
So, yes. Yes, if you take all the teams and you put it in a bunch and you sort them out from best to worst. Mm-hmm. You know, first off, you can't do that because it's the NFL.
Yep, and they're also
every
great
single game is so you're going to say that you thought that the Lions game yesterday that you potentially the Lions almost won, and you would have guessed that?
No.
No, because it's the NFL. No, anything can happen.
But I'll
every
tell you,
single
though,
week.
The Chiefs aren't as good as they were last year. I think they lost a step. One,
that's great. But did you think it was going to come down to basically a field goal?
But the Lions have also showed a lot of potential this year. They've actually played some good ball games. So maybe I'm not getting enough credit to the Lions. Which again, teams can make steps. They can change. They can get better. They can get worse. But still, though, there are good teams and there are bad teams.
You can say, okay, yes, compared to maybe all the other, they got the easiest schedule. But you cannot take anything away from the Patriots being 4-0, fucking throwing to third string receivers.
It's a great team. They always will be a great team, but they're playing scrubs, and it's easy when other teams are only scoring so many points.
They're not
when
you have fucking a great team, playing scrubs, bro.
Yes,
it's
they
the
are.
NFL.
The Dolphins they're great, but it's a bunch of scrubs compared to everyone else. So when I'm going
technically, Green Bay should take fucking Patriots to the cleaners then.
Because
if they're playing scrubs and Green Bay's playing these phenomenal teams,
they should take them to the cleaners. I'm not saying that the Patriots are a bad team. No, they're always a good team. But it's easy when you don't also, too, to get that guaranteed 9 wins when
4-0's
you're
not easy. I don't care who the fuck you're playing. Yeah, I don't care who you're playing.
No, it's not easy.
You know why it's not easy?
It's not easy at all.
You know why it's not easy?
But it's easier when you have a team that is playing teams that didn't make the playoffs.
You know why it's harder?
What?
Because they got a fucking target on their back. Because they got the best QB of all time. Because everybody wants to beat the New England Patriots.
And you're telling
me. If you beat the Patriots, you're considered one of the best teams in the
NFL. No, you're not.
Why not?
You're considered. So you're telling me if the Bills would have beat them, you'd consider them one of the best teams in the NFL.
People would be talking about the Bills.
If the Dolphins beat the Patriots, you're going to consider them one of the best. No,
people would be talking about
them. They had a lucky game, and the Patriots had an off game.
They would be talking about
them. Now, it's a bunch of scrubs. They got an easy schedule. They're going to have 9 wins, I guarantee it. And anyone can look back and go, wait, who'd they play against?
You know, the thing, I guess, that bothers me the most is people saying, oh, they're going to win the Super Bowl. They got the easiest schedule. Mm-hmm. It's totally set up for the Patriots. They're not that good. They just have the easiest schedule. Dude, it takes a phenomenal team to do what this team has done in the past and is doing this year.
It is.
Great.
Yeah.
You got the Dolphins. They beat the I don't even know who the fuck they beat.
But you know what? Set my mic down.
You're taking away a 4-0 team that has won basically they're 500
there's,
in Super
there's
Bowls.
There's a couple teams that are 4-0. There's a couple teams that are 4-0. So are they the same as the Patriots?
Yeah, sure. That's fine.
No, because right now you're saying people are taking stuff away from the Patriots.
You're taking away from the Patriots.
Because it's horseshit their schedule.
Why?
It's easy.
That's the only thing you got.
That's a big part of it, Hunter.
That's the only thing you got.
That would be like a bunch of D1 schools playing D3 schools.
So if they got the easiest schedule, they should be taken to the cleaners when they play these other teams.
And it'll be interesting to see.
Green Bay. Kansas City.
It'll be interesting to see when they finally do after 9 fucking games of having a cakewalk.
So
it'll be interesting. I'm excited.
Isn't that a disadvantage to the Patriots?
I don't think so, because here's the thing. Now they already
have. So you're going to basically scrimmage through the whole season and then play a tough team, and now you're supposed to play great.
When again, what I'm listening off is they already have 9 wins. So even if they only lose, let's say that to make it to the playoffs, they basically have a guarantee already, because all they have 6 easy wins against their divisional teams.
Put them in any other division.
Yeah.
They're not making the playoffs.
I'm not saying they won't make the playoffs, but they're not going to have as
easy
of a go at it.
So what's the big fucking deal then?
Because they have 6 guaranteed games against scrub teams.
I think it's jealousy. It's not their fault.
I'm not saying it's their fault, but I put the Packers against the Bills.
But you're not.
Then we have to sit there and everyone talks about how great they are, and that's what I think is.
What, the Patriots?
Yeah.
They are great.
In that division, it's easy to be great in that division.
The Patriots
this year
are the best legacy of all time.
When you are playing,
so how can I not say they're not great?
They're a great team, but
they got
6
rings. They basically 500 in the Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. That's fucking unheard of in any sport. In comparison to anything, NASCAR, golf,
yeah.
Tiger Woods, Michael Jordan.
It's a great franchise. Not arguing that.
How are you bitching at me for saying, oh, they're just great because they got they're beating easy teams and easy divisions?
When you're basically guaranteed a spot in the playoffs, it's easy to have a good go at it. It is.
So every year. Every single year.
If you're going to compare.
Every single year.
If you're going to compare.
How many times do they have to prove themselves?
The AFC East to like the NFC North, where you have the Vikings, the Bears, the Lions. Then beat them.
Beat the Patriots then.
We have beat the Patriots. A lot of teams have beat the Patriots.
Yeah.
It's doable. So those teams are just lucky then. That the teams that have beat the Patriots.
No, they're beatable.
Yeah.
But you can't bitch about the Patriots not being fucking great.
You shouldn't be able to beat the greatest team of all time.
You know what? Basically, half the time. Okay. I'm talking about the Super Bowl.
When did the volume go up?
I'm talking about the Super Bowl.
Okay.
You know why?
We've literally been yelling for me.
I know. I love that. You know why I love this? This is reminding me of like Undisputed.
Yeah.
You know, like Max and Stephen A. screaming at each other. Yeah. They love each other. But when it comes to passionate shit, this is phenomenal. I love this.
Well, I got
to
fix this quick. Keep
good, on. Yeah. Get rid of your mic. Now I'm solo here. I didn't even know where we were at. Damn it. I do know where I was at. I'm thinking Super Bowl. Okay, they're 500 in the Super Bowl of the. How many times have they gone? 12? They've gotten six?
Brady's gone nine.
Nine?
Lost three.
He has gone nine, lost three.
That just makes my point even more.
But again,
he's gone nine times.
I'm not even going to fucking get into it again about it being a team sport. Because you've gone back.
You can't take away that. You cannot tell me that the Patriots are not only the best team in sports history, they're the best team in NFL history. If you compare the sport, compare the sport to any other sport, they're the best. They're the best. And they've proved it over.
Franchise.
They've proved it like three years ago.
Then you got to take something away from Tom Brady, though, because it's a franchise. Because in the Super Bowl where they've lost to the Eagles and then they've lost to the Giants. They lost to the Hunter, they've lost to the Giants twice. Telling me that Giants
team. You could
take
any QB. You got 2 minutes left. You choose your QB to get in the end zone.
Mm-hmm.
Who are you choosing? Aaron Rodgers, aren't you?
Well, of course, yeah.
I choose Tom Brady. Look that fact up. It's two great quarterbacks,
but I've seen them both.
The guy is fucking clutch.
Yeah.
Like, he has not messed up.
That's not true.
Look it up.
That's not true.
Look it up.
He's messed up. He isn't like 100%.
He has closed every series. Every series under 2 minutes, Tom Brady has never failed.
In the history of him
playing.
He has never missed a 2 minute. I don't believe that one bit. Did they show that fact somewhere?
He shuts teams down under 2 minutes.
Tom Brady has never. He's in a great system.
He's the most clutch. He is the most clutch athlete ever.
I'm
talking about Michael Jordan.
Yeah, that's great. But he didn't do it against the Eagles. He didn't do it against the Giants. Franchise let him down. What? Is that at all brought? So, but here, if you live
they
and die
didn't give
by
him the
Brady,
ball last.
If you live and die by Brady, I'm then talking the, when two the minutes. Teams lose in the Super Bowls, you got to put it on him because he didn't get the job done.
I can. They didn't give him the ball last. Under 2 minutes, Tom Brady with the ball has never lost a game.
Oh my God!
If you give them the ball at the end, they're winning.
I'm going to apologize to everyone because I knew this was going to go this way.
Why? Because I spit facts?
No.
I spit facts and you can't handle it?
No, because I didn't want to go down the Brady Rodgers, who's the greatest, to talk about. This has become Patriots-Packers football. Yep. Not even that. It's become more of, are the Patriots the greatest of all
time? At least there's some passion in it.
Anyway, we'll see who the Patriots beat next on their easy schedule because they got 9 games.
I'm just saying.
I think the Lions are surprising a lot of people.
I will take it easy on you. Throughout your losses, when Green Bay loses, I'll take it easy on you.
I don't give
you
a shit.
When the Eagles beat them.
It doesn't bother me. They played a great team and they played great football.
But when the Patriots play Green Bay.
Yeah. I don't. Do they play them this
it's
year?
It's going to go. Dude, it's going to be ham the next day. Either way. And you know what? I give you full permission to rake me through the coals if Green Bay wins.
I won't, because here's the thing, is it's two good teams. There's no reason for that. Just like when everyone's getting on me about the Packers losing to the Eagles. What? They lost to a tough team? Oh my God.
No, I am going to drag you through the coals because you're talking trash about them playing shitty teams. And once they start playing better teams and win.
Yeah. Well, yeah. That's great. When they finally do, after the first, it's hard for me to have you say that with a straight face that they're not playing shitty teams. They're every single team they're playing in the first night. And again, I know you're going to say it's an NFL team.
Here's what I'll say. Yeah. If you take all the teams and you say this is the best team, this is the worst team, and then you put them in line from best to worst.
Yep.
Yes, probably some of those teams are going to be at the very end of that line.
Oh, fuck.
That they play in that division. But I have to say, out of all of those teams, 1% of the world get to play on any given of these teams.
Absolutely.
All of these teams are great and can be great on any given Sunday. That's why any given Sunday is a phrase, because it's proved itself that the fucking Lions can almost beat the Chiefs on any given Sunday.
Absolutely.
And so that whole shitty schedule thing, throw it out the window.
So if the Patriots do lose, we can't say anything about Brady not being great because it was just an off day for him. He just had an off day.
Everybody, you have off days?
They had a great day, but that doesn't mean it's a good team, though.
Brady doesn't have off days, though.
Well, if he loses, he had an off day because he's the best. So I'm going to say. Good luck to all the games. I'm not looking forward to ours because we have the Cowboys, the Lions, the Raiders, then the Chiefs. That is fucking shitty. And we do not play the Patriots. Let's see who the Patriots have. I just want one quick glance to wrap this up. No one's going to be listening to our podcast on Monday anymore. Patriots schedule. Over the next couple weeks. This is going to be fun. Let's see.
I love it.
They have the Redskins.
Win.
The Giants.
Win.
The Jets.
Win.
The Browns.
Win.
The Ravens is their next hard game. That's it.
Yeah.
They barely beat the Panthers. Oh, that was preseason.
But they're the shittiest team in the league.
43.
They play the worst team.
So a team that is in their conference was the second game of the year, 43-0. They beat the Dolphins. Yep. Anyway, I'm done. I'm done talking about because we're just spinning circles. I hope other teams do well. Have a great season, folks.
Not if they're playing the Pats.
Enjoy it. Yeah, not if they're playing the Pats. They'll probably win because most teams suck unless they're a good team, but we won't know until then. We may need to change this format on Mondays because I don't think I can do this. I'm gonna go home and just be stewing.
I like it.
I like
this. There's a reason Stephen A. and old boy are still on the air.
That's
because
true.
They
good
scream
point.
At
good
each
point.
Other.
That's right. The reason that Skip and the one guy who literally that's never played sports, Skip Bayless, right. Still has a job
it's
on there.
It's good to get passionate around sports.
Another game tonight. It's Monday Night Football, big night. But unfortunately, both the teams are kind of eh. So we'll see what happens.
What is it?
It's the Bengals and the
Steelers. That's right.
Steelers.
Yeah.
And Roethlisberger's out for the year, so
yeah, that
kind of
sucks.
Yeah, whatever. No one will watch it. All right, that's going to do it. Don't forget to explore more on our website, WIRX.com, where you found the podcast. And we'll see you on Monday morning, or not Monday mornings, Monday through Friday mornings, 6 to 10.
Something like that.
Something like that. 6 to 10, 107.1 on your FM dial for the Plan B Morning Show. We'll be back.